Today's August 28th, 2013. It is the 50th anniversary of the great I Have a Dream speech delivered by Martin Luther King on the Mall in Washington during that great civil rights summer of 1963. We've done a blog on it on our UCG website, and of course there's wall-to-wall coverage about it on the internet and on television. If you haven't seen clips of that film, of that speech, or watched even a part of it, our recommendation is that you go online sometime today and do that, watch all or part of it. It is one of the great speeches of American history, and we think that it stands alone in that way and well worth your time. Other news today, probably that are more current, is what's taking place in Syria and the Middle East. As drumbeats begin to heighten and increase, will the United States take some type of military action along with other nations? What will be the impact of that, especially in the aftermath of revelations that the Syrian President Bashar Assad has used chemical weapons against his own people? Graphic scenes and pictures have come out about that in recent days, and it has created quite an uproar, and it's an awful atrocity that has taken place and now seems to be pushing American and other Western involvement into this. And what does that mean? What will happen?
Mm-hmm. Those weapons of mass destruction have gotten the world's attention. And the Bible does focus on Syria in prophecy. And I can't help but think of some of those prophecies about Damascus, about Syria. There's one in Isaiah chapter 17 that talks about the burden against Damascus. And it talks about the fact in verse 1 of chapter 17, "Behold, Damascus will cease from being a city, and it will be a ruinous heap." Now, I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen right at this very instant, but I hope that you'll notice what's going on in the Mideast more than just saying, "My gas prices have gone up." Because so much is going on. And could it be that we're heading in that direction where end time Bible prophecy is going to be fulfilled? It will happen. Where exactly are we?
That's hard to say. But Syria, Damascus, its capital, Damascus is one of the major cities, one of the three major cities of the Arab world. And the entire region has been inflamed for more than 2 years now with other events taking place in Egypt, especially. We've talked about that. What happens in the next few hours, in the next few days, with an American military intervention and other nations is yet to be determined, and will it happen? We'll have to wait and see. It likely something is going to take place. What will be the impact of that? We don't know. Everyone is waiting right now to see exactly what will take place. Should Bashar Assad, the president of Syria, should he be removed? Should his regime come to an end? My opinion, is that any regime, that any president, any leader that commits an atrocity upon his own people of a nature like this deserves to be removed. How that will be done and when it will be done is another matter altogether.
Yeah, it reminded me of Luke 21 when you were saying that, that there are these innocent people that these weapons seem to have been used against. Christ said, "Watch and pray always." Pray for those innocent people over there that are in such a terrible, dire circumstance as we look forward to the return of Jesus Christ and really the fulfillment of his prophecy when once and for all we can be beyond the atrocities and we can look forward to God's government.
It's an important area to watch, an important event and twist that is taking place even as we speak and take note of this at this time. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.